message heard on the N2ROW link repeater system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this ad is to provide a chance. I'd like to welcome you to the weekly show wave and scan our listeners' message heard on the N2ROW link repeater system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this ad is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in different aspects of the radio monitoring hobby of the frequencies that are outside of the amateur radio band. This means that we can talk about the frequencies in the amateur radio band at other times during the week, but for this evening, we'll talk about what's on the rest of the spectrum. We're also going to talk about who's on these different frequencies and what equipment you would need to use to listen to them, or watch them, or decode new data, in a way to find information, such as on the internet, in books and magazines. Basic ground rules for this event. One, this is a linked repeater system of about a dozen repeaters scattered throughout the tri-state area. All of the repeaters can be found at www.n2row.net. Please check that website and choose the repeater that's closest to where you are, so that you can get in with the least amount of power necessary and still be heard. Also, because it is a linked repeater system, when you key up, please pause for a second or two before you continue to speak. This way, the beginning part of your transmission will get cut off. It's just the inherent nature of that slight delay between linked repeaters. Of the list of the different repeaters that are listed together, two of them are primarily geared towards handheld radios and weaker signals, because there are several remote receive sites scattered throughout the tri-state area. And those two frequencies are 441.100 and 145.230. If you are using a base station, please refrain from using those two frequencies to allow the weaker signals to get in. When you check these out on the air, please give your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we're talking about any comments or questions that you'd like to share with everyone else. This net, each and every week, is just a reflection of the traffic brought to the net. So the more traffic brought to the net, the more we can talk about. If you're not able to get into the repeaters for whatever reason, whether it be technical or you're not licensed yet, you can still participate by sending an email to our email address for this net, which is nydxa@yahoo.com. At this point, we'll stand by for your check-in. Please space it out. This way, we give everybody a chance to check in and don't step on each other. This is N2ROW.
WHOSQ2, Bob in Elmwood Park. Just the comments from the email at the moment. AC2SYL, the name is Bill in Queens. No comments.
Okay. I don't know what's wrong.
maybe something in the Manhattan region.
Oh, it's usually the Bronx. At any rate, after trusting rain all day, it is now raining.
Good thing we're indoors, but you have to walk the dog. Okay, anybody else? I thought I acknowledged you before, Joseph. Sorry if I didn't. Okay, anyone else?
Tommy, you're 82IW, you see no traffic.
Okay, you can go. I'm 82IW, you see? Alright, let's go with what we have. We'll see if there's anybody afterward. Let's see. Let me get to SQ2, what I'll be. How are things going, Bob? And were you able to get any further information on your question?
I was checking out in the queue. I posted something up on Radio Reference, but I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. On the email, there was something you just might want to take a look at. It's not 100% net related, but there was someone who's a college student in New York looking for classes to get his license. So if you get a chance to take a look at that. But otherwise, that's it. I'm just trying to get some information for this weekend's air races that are going to be down at Liberty State Park. I posted something up there yet, but it's going to be a tough one to find at a short notice, I think. Other than that, I'll be watching the email, WHSQ.
Okay, Bill. Well, the person that was asking about classes, he sent me an email directly, and I responded to him. Let's see. As far as the Red Bull Air Race this weekend over in Liberty State Park, and the water is just off from it, I've been just tracking down this information. First off, they have their own website, RedBullAirRace.com. And if you drill down through there, you can see the information about this event. This is the 15 pilots that are participating. They have a link for downloads, which will also give broadcast schedule information. Nothing here on frequencies. However, in doing the search, I see that when Red Bull has a car race, all the participants are using UHF in a digital format. And haven't been able to determine what type of digital format, but the participant, spectators, can listen in with something called a kangaroo device, which NASCAR has been using something similar that you rent for the length of the event. And you pick which driver, or in this case pilot, that you want to follow. And it will pick up their signal, which I think the NASCAR people use, Nextel. And it'll pick that channel, take the audio, and then provide it to you on this device. And it's all done in like a digital format, but then decoded so you can listen to it in your headphones. Because this is air-based and it's within Class B airspace of Newark Airport and surrounded by a very dense population zone, I would keep it here on some of the ancillary frequencies for air operations, especially the Air's Unicom channel. The Newark Airport Class B tower frequency and some of the other agencies, let's say like the Port Authority Police with their helicopters and their at the State of New Jersey Marine Unit that should be there, and that is a state park. Also, you have the state park frequencies in Port New Jersey as well to consider. If it's similar to any of the different events that happen around New York City on the day of event. You can find a lot of them popping up with either rented radios or a small cache of radios that they take with them, which are UHF 2-watt HTs on the different splitter channels. Typically the 450s and 460s. Sometimes on what we would consider repeater output frequencies, sometimes on the input frequencies. So don't be surprised to see some activity in things like 469 megs on 12.5 kilohertz splinter channels, or 458, 459, 461, 464 megs, scattered all throughout that area. Every single major event in the tri-state area will have radios of those frequencies. We found them reported for everything from cancer walks and bike tours to the U.S. Open and golf tournaments and everything else. So certainly a place to start searching for weaker signals like that. Hopefully, Bob, you get some information before the net's over. This way, share it with everyone else. Otherwise, this would be a hunting event. And the lights come up with on that one.
Check, and I'll let you know as soon as I find something here.
Okay. From their website, this event, the air races here in New York is June 19th and 20th, but there will be a live broadcast on June 20th on the Fox Sports network. I'm not sure which channel it would be on, depending on what system you're on, but something to look at. There may also be some coverage on the Fox Sports Radio network as well. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's something on XM. Alright, next one up with traffic. 82YDT, go ahead. That's what I'll be.
Okay, very good. This is KC2YDT. My question has to go with PD frequencies from your mobile rig in the car or something. I've been told from various officers that if you scan the NYPD frequencies from the car, even though you have a ham license, it's still illegal in the city because they might think that you're unmarked unit. Is this true? Does this have any merit? Back to the net control. This is KC2YDT.
YDT, you still there? You dropped off after saying that you had a question.
Okay, I'm back in Jericho now. My question had to do with the scanning NYPD frequencies. I've been told from various officers that even though you have a ham license, it is illegal to scan NYPD frequencies from your car because they might think you're unmarked unit. Is this true?
No. You are barred from vehicle traffic law having a permanently mounted radio capable of receiving police frequencies. This is a New York State law. Got a handheld scanner, that's not permanently mounted. Neither is your MHT.
Okay, so I can use my ham HT, but I can't use the mobile rig in my car, correct?
The best person that would have the exact wording interpretation on that New York State vehicle traffic law is NF2G. You go to nf2g.com, he's got a link all about the different scanning laws around the country, especially the one in New York. You can read his entire write-up. He is a legal professor in upstate New York, and this is something he specializes in.
Okay, very good. I'll definitely check into that. Thanks for the answer to the question. That'll give some definite details to the whole issue. But back to net control. Thanks again for the question.
Yeah, well, a lot of the guys have gotten to is that they print out a copy to gate the traffic law and all of the pertinent data keep it with them. So if there is a cop that stops them and questions it, they just show it to them. You know, let them deal with it in court if they really have a problem with it, but, you know, state law is the state law. All right, let's see, it's 20 after 9. Let's see if there's any additional check-in. This is
NOV. 2NOV from KB2USM. What was the name of that website again, please?
NF2G.com. NovemberFoxtrot2Golf.com. The guy's name is David Stark.
Thank you, Charles.
Hi, is there a quick, add-on to the Red Bull air races. I forgot to mention that you should also try to keep in mind that some of the interop frequencies might also be pressed into service, especially since New Jersey makes a lot of use of the UHF interop. This just might be one of the things that they would do as well. Notice to airmen that the FAA had put out recently. There's a notice here about the Red Bull Air Race saying that besides the time that they're all being used on what dates, especially for practice runs over the next couple of days. Aircraft operations are prohibited within 1 nautical mile of the Canarsie VORDMA and below 1,300 feet unless authorized by air traffic control. So they're certainly going to keep this thing as clean as they can, especially with past problems of various aircraft, helicopters, single wing aircraft over the Hudson. Alright, Bob, anything additional with email?
Hey, all Charlie, that was it, and I checked radio reference, and 46 people read it, but nobody responded.
Well, hopefully get 46 people doing their detective work over the next few days, see what they can pick up with close call and just general searching.
Yep. What was the aircraft will be flying to us like?
You were very noisy. Try again.
Do you know which airport the aircraft will be based from for the air races? Back to net.
I'm led to believe it's coming out of Linden.
Okay, that may be a good frequency to monitor for traffic.
Well, besides the one Unicom that Linden uses, they're under the airspace control of Newark Tower.
Okay, that would be the TCA frequency then of the Newark?
Yeah, I would try that.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, for those who are uninitiated on the different frequencies for aircraft operations, especially at Newark, two that you really want to keep an ear on immediately. The Unicom from Linden Airport, 123.0. Part of the whole Unicom grouping of channels up there, from 122.9 to to 123 for Bentley. Clearance and delivery for Linden is provided by Newark Airport on 128.350. That's who you want to think about immediately. Class B airspace is on 127.850. So I'd always keep that in there as well. Class B airspace is within 6.5 nautical miles of the tower and, 2,000 feet? Okay, I think it's 2,000 feet. Newark's tower frequency is 118.3. You know, these days, with standards having close call capability, if you're anywhere in the area, I would just leave scanner close call and let it pick up things. And then and you can just lock out things that aren't pertinent to it.
Looking at the aeronautical chart, it looks like it's Linden is just on the edge of the Newark TCA. It looks like 1.5 thousand, 1,500 feet, and I have a frequency below 123.0, and I think as most people know, that would be AM. AM. Back to that.
Yeah, 123.0 is what's listed on airnet.com.
And if anyone is interested, the identifier for Linden is LDJ, Lima Delta Juliet.
Okay, let's see, is there anything else before we wrap it up tonight? I'll make a quick evening of it. Somebody try to check it. Alright, 7-3. We'll catch your brain next week. Hopefully you're able to pick up some of the activities with the air races this weekend. If so, please pass them along. If we hear about them fast enough, we can pump them out in email so everybody can try to listen in, especially on Sunday. Alright, 7-3 everyone. Have a good week. And one will be clear.